جزاك الله مولانا أكو صاحب. الله تعالى grant you أجري عظيم. Very, very informative. So much of new information that's coming to light. And we are understanding the life of the Sahaba and Sahabiyat. Allah Ta'ala reward you for this great effort, Mufti Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala give you Ajri Adeem. Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu. Mufti Sahib, be ready for our question and answer session. We have a question here. Can we read Taraweeh by only reading the last two surahs of the Quran in every two rakats?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we answer the question, Mawsalim Kareem, wonderful, wonderful, our children. I just heard the last bit, you know, the tail end. And mashallah, our name is Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Very true what Mawlana Aku said there in the ending, his grandfather, that, you know, motivated them. My Nanima, she passed away 27 nights, you know, my maternal grandmother. And she was very, very pious. She used to tell us stories, you know, of Hazrat Pirane Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Imam Abu Hanifa, or Imam Shafi, and so forth. Some stories till today, I don't know where the reference, maybe some Lal Kitab. But that was not important. What she did, she instilled within us the love for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the love of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love for Sahaba, the companions, the love for Awliyaullah. So that is what we now need there, mashallah. And the capital group is sponsoring, mashallah. So it's a win-win situation. So you, my brother, you only know Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. Every two rakats you want to read that, my sister. Permissible? Yes, permissible. But we will encourage you. Now you're going to read Zuhur Salah, 12:30, 1 o'clock. So then you have to read four rakats before your Zuhr. So there you have to read different surahs. So try and learn minimum four surahs. And every day, Ramadan is a month of Quran, chapter 2, verse 185. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The special connection and nexus between Ramadan and Quran. So therefore, permissible? Yes, permissible. Desirable? No. Every day, learn one verse, mashallah. Now in the masjid, when I left you, so I mentioned to them that every one of us, Quran Sharif is commanding us, that what does Allah say? Chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has beautiful, wonderful names, the 99 names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by those beautiful names. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Who memorizes the wonderful, beautiful 99 names of Allah Jalla Wala enters Jannah and Paradise. We can't buy a heart it now. So look inside. It won't even take you 5 minutes. Daily we must read it. And we look inside. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man ahsaha dakhala al-Jannah. So every day learn something new from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah, from Sahaba, from Awliyaullah. And Allah Jalla Wala will bless us in this world and the year after through His grace and mercy.
Mufti Sahib, every year I give my zakat in January. Now I want to change it to Ramadan. However, there are less days in the Islamic year. So will the dates change?
What you should take cognizance of, my brother, is this. Zakat is compulsory according to the lunar calendar. Muharram to Muharram, Shaaban to Shaaban, Ramadan to Ramadan. If you working January to January, then you must take cognizance of the fact the Gregorian calendar is 365 days and the Islamic calendar is 355 days. So after 32, 33 years, you will pay 1 year less, which is not permissible if you work with a Gregorian calendar. So therefore, my brother, change it to Ramadan, very good, and pay more. Now all the zakat, you have to pay 1,000, pay 1,200, 1,500. So that will compensate for all the previous years. So whatever zakat is due for the next 5-10 years, keep on paying more and more. And inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will give you more. Provided that your intention is to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ. Whatever zakat you pay, تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. So those are the people, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will reward them manifold and multiple times. So that is the promise of Almighty Allah, and we believe in everything Almighty Allah informed us in the Noble Quran, chapter 30 and verse number 39. Remember the verse and the chapter? Chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, and verse 39. So pay more, my brother, and Allah will give you more, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what happens if we drink a full glass of badam milk by mistake while fasting? Does our fast break? And how many qazas must we keep in this case? It was a mistake.
Remember, one is nisyan. You totally forgot that you were fasting. Absolutely, totally, you forgot, and you drank half a milk, you drank half a cup, full cup of badam or milk or whatever you. Then Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, Targhib wa Tarhib, various compilations. Fa innama atamahu Allahu wa saqah. Allah gave you to eat, Allah gave you to drink. That is nasiyan. You totally, absolutely forgot. One is by mistake, that remember that you wanted to gargle your mouth or something, and now you drank the water, or you wanted to taste the milk or badam or what, and yeah, you drank the whole thing by mistake and so forth, so even little bit. So remember, in a case like that, your fast will be broken and one qaza will be compulsory. So that is what you call khata'an, that you did it inadvertently, unintentionally, to the mistake. But remember, the fast will break and one qaza only will be compulsory.
Mufti Saab, why is Islam so barbaric that if a thief is caught stealing, his hands are chopped off in public? Are we not all sinners, Joshua?
Joshua, excellent question, my brother. That's why we love it when you ask the questions as non-Muslims. Your outlook will be different compared to us. So I'm posing a question to you, my brother Joshua. Yusha, Yusha means handsome. So Joshua, you know, you got the uncle in the market, you know. So that's what they used to tell us and all that, the Joshua door and whatever you. So anyway, so let us go to Noble Quran and see. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْتَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَانَ كَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. When the male thief, he steals, or the female steals, and they are found guilty, they are witnesses, or there's admission of guilt, and they say there is no mitigating circumstances. Yes, we broke into the bank, we broke into the shop, we held these people up at gunpoint and stole whatever you. So then you take them in public and you amputate their hand. Hand means from the wrist you cut it off. Why? Jaza'an bima kasaba. This is punishment for them, for what they did and earned. Nakalam min Allah. A warning from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wallahu azizun hakeem. And Almighty Allah is all powerful and all wise. Chapter 5, verse number 38. Now you, Joshua, you must be honest to me and honest to yourself. When you study Islam, did you study Islam selectively or holistically? It's obviously that you didn't study it holistically, you study it only selectively. So let me give you a teaching of Al-Fiqhul Islami, our Islamic jurisprudence. You see, I come to you, Joshua, example obviously, and I take your one finger and I damage it completely. You can't use it in future. That I take a screwdriver or a plier or what and I damage it. So per finger, I have to pay you 10 camels. So one camel nowadays, you must remember, is 20,000-30,000 rand. So al yadul amina thamina. When you have a hand that is honest, so for one hand it will be how many? 50 camels. It will go to 500,000, 1,000,000. So that is when the hand is honest. Wa idha khanat hanat. And when it makes khianat, it steals, it commits, you understand, breach of trust and that, then it becomes cheap. So that's one point you must remember. For the 10 fingers, or you want to be technical, 10, 8 fingers and 2 thumbs and so forth, it is 10 camels per finger. So that is the value Islam attaches to that. 100 camels for all, okay? So that will go into the millions of rands in our South African currency. Number two is this. What solution do you have? Leave all countries. Let's look at South Africa. Are you happy, Joshua, with the crime rate? Obviously you're not. So our prison and our system, is it really working? No. So remember that the judicial system and the sentences handed out have become a mockery and a joke. The people love to go to prison, free boarding and lodging, everything free, internet free, this free, that all that, free TV. So remember that Islam says, Joshua, make 1, 2, 3 people a sample, an example, and the whole society will live in peace. 2013, I visited Iran. There, some brothers, Allah knows best who they were, I don't know them, so we just call them brothers. They took 1, 2 women, they stole their jewelry, they raped them and what have you. And then the next day, I read in the Tehran Times or one of their local newspaper, I was not in Tehran that time, I was in Shiraz or Isfahan, but I used to read the newspaper there, so I wanted to know what's really happening. They hanged them up in public there in Tehran. And for 3-4 days, remember, there wasn't a single crime committed in Iran. So I'm asking you, can you really say that in South Africa, that the crime rate is decreasing or is increasing, and is it glorified? And people will say, but these criminals are doing the right thing because the justice system is failing us. So that is Islam, my brother. You can call it barbaric, you can call it, that's your democratic right, but you need to be fair. And remove all your prejudice and your jaundiced eyes and look at the consequences. King Faisal was interviewed by the American TV. So they asked him, why do you have these laws of amputating the hand and killing people for adultery and so forth? He was a very astute person and an intelligent politician. He asked them, you got 50 states in America, and I got this country, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He was martyred in 75. He said, leave your 50 states, take one state of America and compare it with Saudi Arabia. Let us look at your crime statistics and let us look at ours. What do you say then? That person had to admit that your Islamic system is the only system that's going to work. So the punishment has to be a deterrent. Today, the Western system of human rights, minus and divorced and detached from divine rights, is a disaster. Almighty Allah created us. He knows us the best, but today the satanic human rights has superseded divine rights, and therefore you see all this chaos. What you say, Joshua? Can you give a better answer, a better solution for humanity?
Mufti Saab, is smoking haram? If so, what is the punishment for it? Advice would prove from the Quran and Hadith.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Quran Sharif, chapter 17, verse 27, you, my brother, you smoking for past 10, 20, 30, 40 years. How many $100,000, how many 100,000 rand rupees you wasted? إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. People who squander their wealth, they are the brothers of Satan and Shaitan. What benefit to you? What benefit to your body, to your spiritual body? What benefit to the humanity? What benefit to the environment? Absolutely zero. Hadith, Imam Malik rahimahullah has mentioned, you must remember, in his Mu'tah, Imam Malik, and remember that Imam Shafi'i and them used to say that this is one of the greatest books in Hadith. That is Mu'tah Malik. So what he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la dharara wa la dirar. Do not cause harm to yourself and do not cause harm to others and the environment. 1400 years ago, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that. Now these people want to wake up and teach us about environment and so forth. And Quran Sharif speaks in the chapter of eating, drinking, kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. Eat and drink that which is halal, that which is tayyib and pure and wholesome, and do not waste. This is wasting. So Quran Sharif teaches us chapter 7 verse 31, innahu la yuhibbul musrifin, verily Allah does not like those people who are wasting, harming their body, harming their lungs, harming the humanity. If a person stands next to me and he was smoking, the harm he causes to me, to the angels, to people, the environment, is a curse, you know. Our fatwa verdict is haram to buy it, to sell it, to smoke it, cigarette, cigar, vape, all that comes in there. Look at the hypocrisy of the Western world. Now we're flying from here to London, to New York, to Dubai, and where. So they will tell you that this is a non-smoking flight. After half an hour, all the alcohol will come. Alcohol obviously is worse than smoking. The lavatories have smoke detectors. I always smile when I hear that word, lavatories, you know. So anyway, so that is the hypocrisy, because they can make more money with alcohol compared to smoking. So in Islam, alcohol absolutely haram and smoking not permissible. So that is the fatwa and the verdict after all the evidence have become manifest.
Mufti Sahab, I take out zakat in Ramadan. My father passed on 2 months ago. Want to know, do I calculate his zakat on his funds available now or wait for the estate to be rounded up? Jazakallah.
Allah Jalla Wala grant your late father Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, all of you, the children, grandchildren, learn this one verse, my brother, my sister. Surah chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li, O beloved Allah, forgive me. Wali walidayya, and my beloved parents. Walil mu'minina, and the believers. Yawma yaqumul hisab, the day the reckoning is established. First thing, ensure your father passed away now a few days ago, few weeks, whatever the case is. So you must ensure the burial funeral expenses are paid, right? Immediately. And whether you paid it or anybody else or from the estate, but you must settle it immediately. Second, the debts of the deceased must be paid. Remember that. So the debts of the deceased is what? So where you owe people personally or you owe people in the corporate world, business debts and so forth, all that will come in. Third one is wasiyah. Wasiyah is to bequeath. You bequeath to a masjid, you bequeath to a madrasa, your mosque, you bequeath to a person, Muslim, non-Muslim. Your neighbor is Tom, Dick and Mary, but they help you so many times in life. So you bequeath for them 10,000, 50,000, not exceeding the net estate of one-third. So one-third is maximum of the net estate. So now your father passed away, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, there's zakat outstanding. So look at the beautiful words in the hadith you will find, in Mishkat Sharif you will find, Dainullahi haqqu wa awfa. In Ibn Majah you will find, Haqqullahi ahaq. Haqqullahi ahaq. The rights of Almighty Allah are more deserving. It must be paid and so forth. No, no procrastination, my brother. You calculate the zakat of your late father and you give it to the poor people, poor Muslims. Chapter 9, verse 60, and the 8 categories mentioned there. More important than that, my brother, is you and your siblings and your mother, if she's alive. So you, the heirs, you are the owners of your share already. Although maybe it is not in your possession, but Islamically, you are the owners of it. So now you are calculating your zakat on 15th Ramadan, 20th Ramadan. So that 100,000, 200,000, 50,000 you're inheriting. So you must add that to your current zakatable assets. Dhammul lahiq bisabiq. So remember that this portion of yours of inheritance, you must add it there. So proportionately, every heir must pay zakat on the amount he's receiving. That is compulsory. It's the only place in Islam where milkiyat is ijbari. You will become the owner even though if you haven't received it in your possession. So you need to take cognizance of that. So first, burial, funeral expenses. Second, the debts of the deceased, personal business debt. that. Third, the wasiyah that you bequeath to beneficiaries, maximum 1/3 from the net estate. And last one will be the shares of the heirs. Our time is almost exhausted now. Jazakallah khairan to you, Maw Salim Kareem. And next up, inshallah, will be my brother Suleiman Esop for the news. And then the programs will continue. 2 to 2:30 today. Very interesting program. Saudi Arabia's Islam and what they want the people to do there, there's people visiting. So we should know and be very careful. Are we going for ibadat and worshipping, or are we going for a big jol and a party and a holiday? Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. Ba, inshallah, we will send out the podcast by 7 o'clock, 7:15. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.